Sharing Time, Choose the Right Way and Be Happy, by Margaret Lifforth, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency. We believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men. Indeed, we may say that we follow the admonition of Paul. We believe all things. We hope all things. We have endured many things and hope to be able to endure all things. If there is anything virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, we seek after these things. 13th Article of Faith. Do you attend a CTR class in primary? Do you have a CTR ring? Our CTR ring reminds us to choose the right. Maybe you attend a valiant class in primary. Do you know what it means to be valiant? To be valiant means to be strong, faithful, and brave. Have you ever had to be valiant or brave when choosing the right? As a young boy, Joseph Smith learned that choosing the right is not always easy. When Joseph was 14, he was confused about which church to join. Joseph read that people could ask God. Refer to James chapter 1, verse 5. Joseph Smith went to a grove and knelt in prayer. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ came to Joseph Smith and told him that he must join none of the churches. Refer to Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. Joseph went home and told his mother what had happened, and she believed him. However, when Joseph related his experience to the leaders of different churches, none of them believed him. But Joseph was valiant in telling the truth. He said, "Though I was hated and persecuted for saying that I had seen a vision, yet it was true." Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 25. As we celebrate the 200th birthday of Joseph Smith this year, we can remember him and follow his example in choosing the right. Choose the right coloring activity. Note, you may need some assistance with this activity. End of note. On page 20 is a coloring page. It is a picture of a young boy and a young girl. They're standing at a table on which there is a birthday cake with candles, also party hats, and presents with bows. They are obviously celebrating a birthday. The little boy is holding a bundle of balloons in his hand. There are 5 balloons. Write a sentence or draw a picture on each of the balloons that tells or shows ways you are choosing the right. Then, color the picture. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. Tell the children about an important message you have received, such as the birth of a child or another happy event. How was the message sent? How would you send an important message today? Show picture 5-7 from the primary picture packet, a statue of the angel Moroni on the temple. Who is in the picture? Why is he blowing a trumpet? What important message does he have for the world? Using material from Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verses 27 through 67, or from the backs of Gospel Art Picture Kit Pictures 320, Moroni Hides the Plates in the Hill Cumorah, 404, Moroni Appears to Joseph Smith in His Room, 406, Joseph Receives the Gold Plates, and 416, Translating the Book of Mormon. Tell the story of the coming forth of the Book of Mormon. You may also use the 4-minute introduction of How Rare a Possession, the Book of Mormon. Refer to A Voice from the Dust, item number 53144, to teach the story of Moroni hiding the plates in the Hill Cumorah. Write questions that review the story on separate slips of paper. Refer to Teaching No Greater Call, pages 68 through 70, and put them in a basket or sack. Sing The Golden Plates, page 86, in Children's Songbook, while passing the questions up and down the rows. Randomly stop the music and invite the child who is holding the bag to choose and answer a question. Continue singing and passing the questions until all have been answered. For older children, assign each class and its teacher a chapter from the Book of Mormon to review. With the help of the teacher, have each child identify a brief doctrine in the chapter that would be a great message to the world. For younger children, post several Gospel Art Picture Kit or Primary Packet pictures that teach Gospel principles on the board. Let children give Gospel messages based on one of the pictures. 2. Ahead of time, invite 2 or 3 ward members approved by the bishop to share their testimonies of the blessing of paying tithing. Teach the principle of tithing. Point out that tithing is one of the basic requirements in the Faith in God program. Refer to Faith in God Guidebook, page 4. Sing verse 1 of I Want to Give the Lord My Tenth, page 150. Ask, what are all the gifts he gives to me and you? Arrange for a member of the bishopric to use objects and pictures to point out all the things paid for with tithing money. For example, churches, temples, hymn books, lesson manuals, pianos, etc. Give each child a tithing form and teach him or her how to fill it out. Explain that we pay our tithing to a member of the bishopric and meet with one of them for tithing settlement. Sing verse 2 of I Want to Give the Lord My Tenth. Ask, how does paying our tithing show our faith and gratitude? Introduce ward members who are prepared to share their testimonies of tithing and invite them to share their experiences. Sing Choose the Right Way, pages 160 and 161. 3. Help the children sing or say the 13th Article of Faith, Children's Songbook, pages 132 and 133. Repeat the first line, We believe in being honest. Joseph Smith understood that it is not always easy to tell the truth. Tell in your own words of the persecution suffered by Joseph Smith as he told the truth regarding the first vision. Refer to Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, verses 21 through 26. Discuss what this story has to do with being honest with Heavenly Father, others, and myself. Refer to My Gospel Standards, Faith in God Guidebook, back cover. In Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, verse 33, Moroni told Joseph Smith that his name should be had for good and evil among all nations. What does that mean? How might our own names be had for good or evil because of our membership in the church? Prepare 4 or 5 case studies. Refer to Teaching No Greater Call, pages 161 to 162, in which children must choose to be honest with Heavenly Father, others, and themselves as they live the commandments. Issues appropriate for your primary might include modesty in dress, word of wisdom, and honesty in school. Divide the children into 4 or 5 groups and give each group a case study. With simple puppets, refer to Teaching No Greater Call, pages 176 and 177, or by role-playing, refer to Teaching No Greater Call, page 178. Let each group demonstrate their case study. When they get to the point where a choice must be made, invite other children to help them choose the outcome. Discuss how their name might be had for good and evil because of their choice, acknowledging that being honest and choosing the right is not always easy or popular. Sing, I Believe in Being Honest, page 149. 4. Explain that a person's name is important, both to the person and to those who love him or her. Tell the children about your name and its significance. What does it mean? Were you named after someone? Invite 2 or 3 children to tell what they know about their names. Have the children recite Exodus chapter 20, verse 7, or the following from My Gospel Standards. I will use the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ reverently. I will not swear or use crude words. To help us remember Him, Jesus Christ is known by many names. Assemble the following items on a tray. 1. Rock. 2. Bread. 3. Vine, or a picture of one. 4. drawing or picture of sun. 5. Small world globe or gospel art picture kit number 600, the world. 6. Gospel art picture kit number 403, the first vision. 7. Representation of shepherd's staff or small sheep. 8. Gospel art picture kit number 227, Jesus praying in Gethsemane. And 9. Crown. Each of these items represents a name of Jesus Christ found in the following scripture references. Rock, Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. Bread of life, John chapter 6, verses 47 and 48. Vine, John chapter 15, verse 5. Light of the world, John chapter 8, verse 12. Creator, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 8. Beloved Son, Joseph Smith History, chapter 1, verse 17. Good Shepherd, John chapter 10, verse 11. Savior, Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verse 34. King, Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 59. Use the objects, pictures, and scriptures to explain the names of Jesus, and that each name helps us understand what He has done for us. Sing Sacred Names of Jesus. Friend, April 1998, pages 34 and 35. Tell the story of President Kimball respecting the Lord's name as told in Respect His Name. Friend, January 2000, pages 48 and 49. Remind the children that when we are baptized and when we take the sacrament, we take the Lord's name upon us. Bear testimony that we keep our covenants as we use the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus reverently, and by not swearing or using crude words. Sing, I Want to Live the Gospel, page 148. 5. This month is the 10th anniversary of when The Family, A Proclamation to the World, was first given. Refer to Ensign, November 1995, page 102. The proclamation teaches us how to be happy in our families. Read two sentences from the proclamation, beginning with Happiness in Family Life and ending with Wholesome Recreational Activities. Prepare 9 bags that include the following. 1. A copy of a song from the children's songbook that teaches about one of the principles from the proclamation. 2. A piece of paper for each child in the group. And 3. Crayons or markers. Divide the children into 9 groups and give each group a bag. Ask them to read the words to the song. Have the children each decide on one thing they can do to increase happiness in their own families and draw pictures of it. 6. Friend references. Getting into the Scriptures, February 1998, pages 36 and 37. I Know the Scriptures Are True, January 1998, pages 24 and 25. Insert. Follow Me, July 2003, pages 36 and 37. Tithing, September 2002, page 7. Opening the Windows of Heaven, October 2000, inside front cover. You Are a Child of God, May 2003, pages 2 through 6. We Believe in You, May 2004, pages 2 and 3. From Latter-day Prophets, Lorenzo Snow, July 2001, page 17. Honesty, A Moral Compass, November 2001, pages 2 and 3. These references and others can be found at www.lds.org. Click on Gospel Library. End of Sharing Time, Choose the Right Way and Be Happy, by Margaret Lifforth, First Counselor in the Primary General Presidency.